B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. Shoot us. Who we got?
We got Dave LaSalle.
Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
If you don't know who this is, every other freaking night in 2012, me and you, the Flyers and the Pittsburgh Penguins, epic run, game 7. Anthony, we still drinking coffee. Happy, happy. Hello, Anthony. It's Cowboy.
Hello, Cowboy Dave. There he is, live.
Anthony.
Are you in the Bay Area, Dave?
Anthony.
Dave.
I'm sitting home. I'm moving. I'm moving from my present residence. And I'm sitting outside early this morning. And yesterday I went to the store. God's my witness. A lady had a Flyers shirt on. I go, are you from Philly? She says, no. I hit the switch this morning. I hear Doc. I see me and you every other day. The epic, the goalies. Every other freaking day. You remember, Anthony, me and you was about to kill each other. Me and you and assorted other hockey infernals. Anthony, tell all your new dudes who work. Who the king of hockey, Anthony? Oh, by the way, this year, who was going to have Fire Rangers? The Masters. Listen, Anthony, you know about golf. The Masters, Anthony. After the Masters, Anthony, a little rolling baseball. And guess what, Anthony? The NFL season. And guess what we was going to see this year? A few trades here, a few trades there. Let me keep going, Anthony. It's Cowboy Dave. I keep it 100. I'm always plugged in to Philly. Talk to me, Anthony. Too much juice. And 1-9. Talk to me, brother. I lost it, baby.
You are going out of your mind. Are you still in the Bay Area?
Yeah, I'm still in the Bay Area, brother. I drive. I see the Bay Area. People are distancing. People are doing good. And I just want to say this. I love Philadelphia. Anthony, God knows. I love Philadelphia. I miss everybody. You guys, so important in my life. And right now, and I'm going to tell you this, Anthony, you know I mean this. I don't give a damn about no sports. I miss you guys. You know my girls. I spent 25 years in Philly. You guys, my family. I tell everybody, they say, where you at? I say, Philly, go ask them who Cowboy Dave. I love you guys. I know don't want the kids. Everybody who I ever came across, I love you. I don't give a damn about sports. But, oh, by the way, last week I did watch 100 years of hockey. Tell the Flyer fans who need something to watch.
Ranger Dave.
The Wall Street Bullies. Go ahead, brother.
Ranger Dave. The 100 years of hockey. Where'd you see that? I'm in on that.
Go tell them to watch. And this is how I school your girls, Anthony, about Flyer. See, I'm a good dad. I made them sit down and take a test on being a Flyer. I said, the Flyer should have won 3 in a row. Oh, you fugazi Flyer fans, Cowboy Dave, no. You should have won 3 in a row.
Hat-trick in 76. Baby. How about you talking about a hat-trick in 76? Ranger and Dave, who is Cowboy Dave, I got one thing for you. Your boy,
bro.
Dak, is a crumb bum.
Let me tell you something.
What do you have to say about the party? During the social distancing, he's supposed to be a role model for your girls. And what does he do? Has a rump shaker.
Anthony, let me just tell you this, Anthony. Right now, and my wife will tell you, I have nothing. And I'm just about out of being. Listen to me, Anthony. I'll be 60 in August. You know what I told you I did with Flyer stuff in Montreal? Guess what I'm just about to do with the Cowboy stuff? I only got a little more time left on the planet. I have no confidence and nothing in Dallas. I'm not being forgiving. It's a mess. He's a mess. Donor's a mess. It's still a mess. We're still an 8-8 football team. Do you want to talk about anything else? Forget them. right now, Anthony.
It's great. Nice. Well, let me tell you something. Forever live the pigeons. That's all that matters, baby. The birds. Hey, Dave, listen. I got to run. Listen, you be safe, man, all right? It's great
I'm
to hear from you.
I'm going to call you guys next week and tell all the boys. And, Anthony, can you do me one thing for me?
Yeah.
Just tell my friend, the great Marcella, I'm still a man with that little black piece of rubber. I love you, Anthony. Say goodbye.
Love you, buddy. Take it easy, Cowboy Dave, who is Ranger Dave. Oh, my God. How about that voice from the past? You know, he's Cowboy Dave, but in hockey season, Judas, he becomes Ranger Dave.
Yeah, I'm out.
The evil Ranger Dave.
I'm out, Dave. He's a nice man. I'm out.
Dave.
Going Cowboys and Rangers on me.
At Nick's Roast Beef in South Philadelphia.
Go on, Dave. He's a great character, though.
He is. Well, here's the thing is that he knows the game. He does know the game. His best game might be hockey, Ranger Dave. He's a strong baseball man, too.
What was he like in the baseball world? Yankees?
He's a what is he, an A's fan? Giants fan? I don't know, something like that. I think he's a Giants fan. That's nuts.
It's kind of front runner-ish. Giants, they've won a few times.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yes.
Come on, Dave. Can't be a Giants fan, a San Francisco Giants fan, a Dallas Cowboys fan, a New York Rangers fan. Come on.
That's great.
Can't do that.
Cousin Joey in an upset, dude. How about this? He's a sportsman. He says quality over quantity.
So he doesn't want the NBA back.
And he takes the Sophie's Choice NFL package. About that? That's an upset, dude.
Yeah, I can't do 7 months of no sports.
Cousin Joey says, out, just give me football.
I can't do 7 months of no sports. I can't do that.
That's a huge upset. By the way, Taysom Gate Dom on the text board says, Joel feeds off the crowd. What's Embiid going to be like with no crowd? That's a great point.
Yes, but Embiid also feeds off knowing people are watching. And he will know that people are watching. Especially like when it's sports coming back for the first time in a while. And there's no fans in attendance, so people have to watch on TV. He'll go off a little more. And what's interesting, like I think it was Paul Schiffner on Twitter tweeted, and he said he's interested to hear like the players actually calling out plays, because normally you can't because the building's too loud.
Right, right.
You'll be able to hear some trash talking. And we all know Embiid's pretty good at that.
I know. I know. I don't. You know, it's good. It's interesting. I don't know, though. I'm not sure. I think Dom's right about Embiid, though, about the crowd. I know guys are going to be watching, but how about the cursing that's going to go on? That'll be interesting.
Oh, yeah, it will be.
Jim from the Palm says on the text board, absolutely hate the thought of the NBA coming back after a four-month hiatus and starting the playoffs. Hashtag money grab.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is to get some money in it. Well, my question for Jim and for other people who don't want it, that means you're just ending the season. You're waiting until October. Because let's face it, right now, playoff basketball will be happening. Right? We're middle of April. Playoff basketball will be happening. We would still have basketball. It's not like the pandemic happened and it was the NBA offseason. And you just have to wait 3 months for it to return. You're waiting the month that we already waited, and now mid-April through end of October. So what's the point? To me, I don't care if there's no fans.
Right, right, right.
I want it back because then we'll have sports back instead of having to wait until October. We think 1 month's been a long time?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would turn into 7 months.
Yeah, that's a long time. See, that's the thing. Well, Cousin Joey also said that he wants, selfishly, football without a doubt, because quality over quantity. But also, football's back. It means the kids are back in school. And since he sells uniforms, Catholic school uniforms, and uniforms of all kinds.
Oh, yeah.
To kids over at Boys Town on Patchogue Avenue. Go see Cousin Joey at Boys Town and tell him, say hello to him when he's open again. he needs Why school not? To happen. He got to have school to happen. And by the way, the rest of us also want school to happen.
I bet.
Right? You know? All right, let's go to Ryan in media. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ryan!
Hey, man. What's going on?
What's going on, brother?
I'm doing good. Nice day out today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you guys. You guys are keeping it, out of all the shows, you guys are keeping it the most sports-related and the least coronavirus-related. So I think I speak for some other people when I say I appreciate that a lot.
That's cool. No, we appreciate it. That's cool.
And, I mean, I would be down for the whole Sixers or the whole NBA thing. I mean, I'm kind of out on all the crazy ideas for finishing seasons, but it's not like I wouldn't watch it. So I still love it. I do think the Sixers they probably beat the Nets if that's how it works out, but they get bounced because Embiid and Simmons, yeah, you have like fair weather fans. I feel like they're like fair weather players, and that's why they're 29-2 at home. You know, they're like.
So you actually think they're front runners?
Yeah, they're like front runner Dave, you just called.
Right.
So, but when the crowd's hyping them up and Ben's flexing and everyone's, you know, it's all good. And then when they're away and they gotta muster up that courage to win, they kind of fold. It seems like they fold. So I feel like no fans, no Wells Fargo Center. I feel like that's an early exit for the Sixers.
Wow. Check that out. You say early exit because of the fans. It's an interesting thing, Ryan, to see how they respond. All right, are you doing this Sophie's Choice? No baskets, no hockey, no baseball, 2021, but you get football safe and secure.
Personally, for myself, I would not, but for the greater good, for my dad's sake, who's probably the biggest Eagles fan I know and would literally lose his mind and probably go crazy and never recover if there was not an Eagles season, I got to take Sophie's Choice. So I got to do it.
I think of all things, I think people would give up firstborn and basketball, baseball, and hockey.
Oh yeah, yeah. My dad probably would have given me up for an Eagles season. So
yeah, what do you mean no Eagles? All right, that's great. Great,
yeah, and then yeah. All right, man. Take it easy, guys.
Buddy. You too, brother. That's a great call. How about this? Oscar, Judas. Oscar.
On the text board?
Yes.
I'm a big fan of Oscar. Nice
from
man.
From Tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Big who fan is of a monster pitch man. That's a soccer guy.
Ah, okay.
Football. He said he would give up baseball, basketball, hockey, and his beloved FUTBOL football for real football. How about that? That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
He would give up all of it. his Mexican national team and his all his soccer and whatever the CONCACAF is the league's going on.
It's crazy. It's crazy because I love football, right? Like I had so much fun doing the post game show this year. Like I love football.
Evidently, you don't.
But no, it's not that. I don't want 7 months of no sports. I would give up 2 weeks of no sports if I had the other three going on.
That is great.
Not even 2 weeks. I keep on saying 2 weeks just to throw out a number.
Right.
Because
right.
Basketball and baseball, basketball and hockey, they're starting late October, early November. That goes into the baseball season because playoffs will be going on right now for hockey and basketball. Baseball starts, and then once those leagues are done, baseball goes until October, late October.
Would you? I'll say one thing. What would be awesome? I don't think the NHL's coming back.
Yeah, you don't even hear any planning.
No, I think the NHL, I don't think the NHL's coming back, man. I think it's tough. I think it's too hard. And I don't think it'd be good for the Flyers for them to come back either.
Plus the conditioning
they
that
lost
goes
all their right.
I mean, let's face it, I'm not saying like it's easy to just go out there and play basketball.
But it's a lot
the conditioning to play hockey is so much different.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to play basketball than it is hockey.
Right, after like some time off.
So I just don't think, for a second, I don't see the NHL coming back. But it would be cool to have NBA through Labor Day and baseball through Thanksgiving. Which, if they played in Phoenix and in Florida, that could happen.
That
right?
could happen. Yeah, you'd still have like 50, 60 degree weather down there, maybe
would
even
you
higher.
Want a Thanksgiving World Series?
I'd be
on
in on
Thanksgiving
that.
Weekend.
I'd be in on that. Game one, Thanksgiving Day.
You know, I mean, how amazing would that be? Let's go to Bob and Conchie. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bobby.
Hey, man. What's going on?
What's up, Bobby? What's going on, brother?
Nothing much, man. I mean, hearing that news about the NBA maybe doing the tournament in July, that got me really excited. I'd definitely be in on that. I just wonder about, like, the Sixers and, like, you know, with Brett Brown, you know, regardless of what the Sixers would do in the tournament, you know, even if they win it, whatever. I mean, Brett Brown's pretty much guaranteed his job back next year, right, because of all this?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure that there is any guarantee.
Yeah, I hope not. That's kind of like what I'm worried about. I mean, I don't know. I think you just, you know, I think it's time to move on regardless. And I mean, you know, this just seems like something they could just be like, oh, well, you know, he didn't get to finish out the year, so we're going to bring him back. And then, you know, and then if you fire him halfway through next year, it kind of ruins that season and all. So,
see, I hear you, and it's a tough dilemma about. I don't like the mid-season fire either. I'm not a fan of that. Either
right,
he's your guy. Monday. Like if you're on the fence now, then you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
In that sense, I don't see what you gain by doing it. Or you really believe that he's your guy and you got to give him, and I know you don't, but then if you did believe he's your guy, you got to give him a chance to, you know, play with the, you know, have this team and playing. I know everybody gets frustrated, but they weren't together a lot for the season. So that's the other side of the coin.
Yeah, that's true. So guess we'll see.
All right. So let me ask you a question. What do you miss the most? Do you miss sports?
Yeah, I miss watching basketball. I mean, right now, I mean, you know, I had Phillies tickets for a couple games in May, so I was a little upset about no baseball also. I mean, all of them. I mean, you know, I watch, you know, Flyers, Sixers, Phillies, Eagles, you know, religiously, and I don't really watch much TV other than that. So it's like right now I have nothing to watch, so that's why, like, I'd be in on any little thing they do. I mean, I watch the the horse thing they did the other night.
Right.
That was bad. That was bad. But I mean, it was something, you know.
You know what's funny? It's funny because I can relate to you. It's hard. Like when you realize how much sports you watch, it's like a big void. Like no joke, it's a void.
Big time. Yeah. I mean, I've been buying. You know, I bought a new Flyers shirt. I bought the new Eagles draft hat. Just been like buying sports stuff just to like, you know, keep my mind on it and, you know, just waiting for something to come back. That's why, I mean, you know, I wouldn't give up the sports to guarantee football because I need something. Like Andrew said, I can't go 7 months with nothing.
All right. There it is. I was going to give you the Sophie's Choice. You said it. No Sophie's Choice for you. Listen, brother, be safe, Bobby. All right.
Yep, you too. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, buddy. So football is still winning in the Sophie's Choice argument.
And I'm not surprised by it that football is winning. But, like, I am kind of surprised by the way people are saying. Like, Chris and Yardley, to start the show, he was our first caller today. He was like, oh, yeah, it's easy. I would give up those three. Like, it wasn't even like a, let me think about it. Like, football is my favorite, but then,
dude,
but then
Chris
I was missing.
Like.
Oh, it was nothing.
Nah. And by the way. If you remember, Andrew, your namesake.
Yes, Andrew on the cell.
Said the same thing.
Yeah, he was like, forget those sports. Give me football.
And not only that, Oscar, who grew up a soccer fan before football, said to hell with soccer. Take it all.
Yeah, I'm shocked with the way people are answering it. Like, I get it if you go, football's my favorite, though, so I'm going to go with that. But, like, man, it's easy for people. That's what I'm shocked about.
Well, it's easy in this sense that they're going, if you're going to take my football, you're going to take my breath away.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're taking my oxygen. You're taking football. That's what people are saying with the Sophie's Choice comment.
Everything all right over there?
Oh, you heard that? Shut up, Moss.
Are they all right?
The Gooch bit. See, here's the problem. Is the Gooch is a big dog, right? And he bosses around, and he's part sheepdog. So the sheep is sheepdog's a herder,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So he tries to herd Massimo. So he's taller than Massimo on his high legs. So he tries to hurt him. And he nips at him all the time.
That was awesome.
And then so Massimo's trying to come in to get a snack. And the Goots tried to hurt him. H-E-R-D.
Yeah, H-E-R-D.
And he nips at him. And then so you heard Mossy as Mossy's trying to get candy.
Now, I don't even know if everyone heard him. Like, I have my headphones on, right? So, like, it's pretty, I can hear things probably a little bit more than just through your car radio or through your, you know,
right.
Whatever you stream on at home. But I'm a little concerned for the kid.
Right.
They've been great, though. We've been doing this for, what, a month?
No, they're good
a little
boys.
Over a month, and that's yeah, the second time I've heard him make a peep.
No, they're good boys.
Yeah, they're awesome.
No, Mossy and Anthony, they're good boys.
Did a good job.
Yeah.
They're pop.
Yeah, no, they're good boys.
That's great, though.
What are you pointing at, Dad? He bit something. He tortures it. He's trying to go get Anthony's cake. Not good.
You can't do that.
No, not good.
Good thing it's time for a timeout.
It is good thing. Thank God it is break time. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. We'll come back. We got a couple open lines. Join us. Tell us about your Sophie's Choice. Are you taking it? And what do you think? What do you think about the NBA coming back in July? What about it? No fans. What does that mean for the Sixers? Hey, look, would you like a greener weed-free lawn that's also safer for your family, like my Massimo, my Anthony? And with the Gagoots and Prima, my dogs, that's why you got to go to Natural Lawn of America. Natural Lawn uses safer organic-based products that reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. This creates a safer lawn for you, your family, and your pets to enjoy. And with Natural Lawn, you're not going to scarify beauty for safety. For over 30 years, Natural Lawn has provided homeowners with greener grass, fewer weeds, using their exclusive organic-based lawn care programs. This is not a one-size-fits-all service. It's customized treatments for your lawn's specific need, wet, dry, sunny, shady. Whether you live in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's programs will deliver that lush green lawn you've always wanted. And right now, they got a special deal for our listeners. Schedule Natural Lawn's full-service program and receive free seeding every year. That's free seeding every year. Call Natural Lawn today and let them know Cuss hooked you up. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
We've been talking a lot about missing sports. We've got a couple of lines you want to check in before we go up to Mikey at 2 o'clock. 610-632-0975. But, you know, we were talking about missing the game, like what we miss most. I regard this whole Sophie's Choice thing, football over everything, basically everybody's saying. But beyond that, and we talked about the NBA, and I told you that I'm hearing the NBA looking to come back in July from Vegas, empty arena, and play a two-month tournament. Would end the Labor Day, and then the NBA goes back to starting the season on Christmas Day. So I think the NBA is hell-bent on being the first sport back. And it'd be interesting to see if baseball can maneuver it or if baseball kind of falls behind the wayside. But one of the things that we're going to get to, and particularly next week, is a lot of draft stuff. And, you know, we've been talking about the draft for a while. But, Judas, Mel Kiper had his draft, his mock. He's got Henry Ruggs falling to the Eagles. And, quite frankly, it's preposterous. He's not falling to the Eagles.
Yeah, I was kind of interested by that.
It's
why
ridiculous.
Would he?
He's not going to fall. I would be stunned if there's somehow he falls. There's no way in the world.
Now, if he does, you're thrilled. Obviously.
Ta-ta-ta-ta.
It's why I think all this stuff is just ridiculous. It's just a mock. It's a true mock. There's no reason. We all love doing mock drafts and rating them, but they mean nothing. Is there anything more meaningless than the mock draft?
No. And, Anthony, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I don't read them.
You don't?
No, I see, like, oh, hey, like I'll get it on Twitter. Oh, Mel Kiper has the Eagles taking Ruggs at 21. I'm like, all right. If anything, I'm more interested in like the later round mock drafts. Because the round one stuff, I don't really buy it. I just go, all right, who are they thinking would be a good fit so I can learn some more about this player from that could be drafted in round five. But I'm not a big mock draft guy.
What you like, I think is what I like, is I like ranking the talent.
Yes.
Looking at, let's look at the rankings. Who's got who ranked? Like, I like Our Lads. It's a bit of a geeky website. But I like Our Lads. I think Our Lads has a very interesting, like, I just buy their football better. I don't like, you know how I feel about Pro Football Focus.
Yeah, I'm out. I hate Pro Football Focus.
I don't even, to this day, I know they like to use analytics, but they do a lot of film study without knowing what the play is. And then they'll like rate quarterbacks on whether or not like the ball was catchable. And they're using all this stuff. And you go, well, what if you got a guy gets hit, there's pressure. And none of it really makes sense. It's just a way to catalog, but there's no real like baseball science, right? This is not what you want. The analytics, the numbers, the science of numbers in baseball and basketball, they'll mean something.
Yeah.
Particularly basketball, right?
Right.
Those numbers mean something.
And it's not like crazy analytics. It's, hey, this guy shoots better at this part of the floor than this one. Or this guy shoots better when he's open versus somebody that's right on him. Like, that's all analytics, but it's not, like, totally incredible science. Like, that just, like, some math whiz could figure out.
I know.
Okay, this guy hits better against right-handed pitching than left-handed pitching. But the weird thing is, I remember we talked about it with Larry Boa a few weeks ago. It's now to the point where you can't really criticize a manager for keeping the right-handed pitcher in against the lefty if the numbers say that that's the right move. That's the weird thing. And he said, he was like, back in the 80s, if you kept a right-handed pitcher in to face a lefty and you didn't go to the lefty specialist, you'd get torched if that lefty got a hit. But now, in 2020, you keep the righty in against the lefty, but that lefty is actually hitting worse against right-handed pitching, or that right-handed pitcher is pitching better against left-handed hitters.
Yes.
You can use those numbers to explain, oh, well, that's why I did it.
Right.
It almost takes away the gut feeling, or it gives an excuse to not use your gut anymore.
Well, listen, that's how Gabe managed.
Yes.
Gabe managed cover your ass, CYA. That's how the dude managed. That was his whole thing. CYA, that's it. Don't blame me. Blame the numbers.
Yep. And I hated it because he also used it for a lineup construction, and he didn't believe, like, Scott Kingery goes 3-for-3 for three straight games, but his splits against this pitcher on game four is not good, so I'm going to take him out of the lineup. Right, like, instead of believing in keeping with the hot hitter in the lineup, he went all splits.
All splits.
And I hated that.
Which I hate, too. Which it should not matter. You gotta go with hot guy. I'm a big believer in hot guy.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, of course.
You know how it is. How could you sit a guy at, he's 6-for-8 or 6-for-9 in two games with a walk? Why would you sit him?
Yeah, let me sit him because the splits against this pitcher, it automatically tells me, I know for a fact that this guy's gonna have a bad game.
I know.
And you can't do that.
No.
You can't tell the future based off of, I get it. You can use those numbers in your favor, but at some point you go, all right, hot batter, you know, hot shooter off the bench.
I know.
Anything like that.
I'm telling you, I don't get it. I don't get it. All right, give me one more check of the polls for today. All right.
Okay.
Well, I enjoyed all of our polls.
Yeah, they were great. So
I need the final poll.
From yesterday.
Yes. The final poll from yesterday was what?
The final poll, it was the favorite team that came just short, and we ran that poll for 24 hours. The options were the 93 Phils, the 97 Flyers, the 01 Sixers, and the 04 Eagles. It got 2,500 votes. The winner, still from this morning, the 93 Phillies, 31.6% of the vote. The Eagles right behind the Phillies at 30.2% of the vote. The 2001 Sixers, 28.7%, and the Flyers, the 1997 Flyers, at 9.4% of the vote.
Damn, that's amazing. Phillies came back. But I'll tell you one thing. It's a great poll. You know why it's a great poll? That the top three teams were separated by 3 percentage points.
Yes. Yeah, we had that one tweet. It was Dave Ellis yesterday who said, this is the first time like I didn't just push the button. Like, I actually had to sit and think before I answered.
Yeah, to think about it. Yeah. Isn't that wild? All right. That's yeah. Well, also, do we have the Cousin Joey bust out poll, which was 08 versus 17?
No, we never put that up. Okay. But we can save that for tomorrow.
All right. What else? Today.
Today we had two polls. The first one, this past Saturday, we reached 1 month without sports. What did you / do you miss the most? Still, Flyers playoffs. There's 21 minutes left in this poll. There's 1,800 votes. Flyers playoffs, 35.5% of the vote.
It's grown.
NCAA tournament / the Masters, which is what Tyrone voted for. That was 26.2% of the vote. Still in second. Start of the 2020 Phillies in third with 20.2% of the vote. And the Sixers playoffs, just 18.1% of the vote.
All right, let that run overnight.
You can't.
Well, you can't?
Yeah, I had it set for the end of the show. You can't extend it. Sorry.
Boo.
Sorry.
All right. I'll tell you one thing, though. That says something. Sixers is only 18%. Mm-hmm. That the NCAA tournament is 26%. Listen, you know how it is. Like, we like it, but I'm telling you, other than talking about filling out your brackets, there's not a lot of activity.
Yeah, you're right.
Around here.
You said it, even when Villanova is in it.
Right. You're like me. You know, a couple of geeks like me. That's it.
And then the last poll, the Sophie's Choice poll. This one is actually running until tomorrow. So there's 21 hours left on this poll.
Good. I want at least the Sophie's Choice to run the
Choice A, NFL doesn't come back this year, but you get the NBA, NHL guaranteed to return next year, and the MLB to play its full season next year. Or Choice B, NFL starts on time this season, but you don't get the other seasons next year. So Choice B, football returns, nothing else does, 60.8% of the vote.
Damn!
Choice A.
Oh, my God!
39.2% of the vote.
Wow! Football. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Holy moly, that is crazy.
Now, here's where, because I read it a little closer. Here's how it could be a little skewed. Because football will then be the first thing back. The other choice was, we don't get football back at all, and we're still waiting until next year, or we're still waiting until October, November for basketball and hockey. Whereas football would be the first thing back in September. So there's a little bit of a loophole there, because it's the first sport back. But the way people have talked about it, they've said, I just need football and I'm fine. And I can't believe that. Listen, I love football, but I can't go 7 months of no sports.
Wow. But again, though, you don't have, it's a little different, right? It's really 6 months.
Yeah, but it's 6 months, and now's a time where you have a good hockey team.
You got draft.
The Sixers are still relevant. Like, I still think they bounce back, and the Phillies starting to get better.
I agree with you. Listen, I've never given up I can't give up all the games. Like, it would drive me nuts. But if you're going to play devil's advocate, dude, no football? No, dude.
Yeah, I know. It's
September? Crazy. No football? No, shit. No Sunday night. Yeah. I'm sorry. But, like, here's the other thing. And let's be real for a second. Weekends suck without football.
Yes.
Right? Sunday baseball, Phillies, you know. You got an outside. You got your grilling, sure. Deck. Phil's on the radio, TV, whatever. You're not actually sitting down and watching the game intently on a Sunday afternoon in August.
Oh, I am. Fanatic baseball show at 6 o'clock.
Most people aren't. Right?
Right.
So, that's my point. There's nothing better, though. And you guys say, Saturday at 3:30, SEC, Big Ten at noon, 7 o'clock, the late game at 8 o'clock, and then of course all the NFL. Come on, dude. You're going to go Sophie's Choice. All the great teams have a go-to guy, right? When it comes to great tomato pie, my friends at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, my go-to guys. That's right, the great tomato pie. You walk in and you smell the cooking dough and the great tomatoes, the olive oil. Oh, the great aromas of the baking tomato pie is amazing. And it comes out of the oven. Dude, how could you like it cold over than hot?
Because, what have you called me? A seal?
You are a seal.
A seal.
Seal eat cold. They eat cold food. You're a seal tunis. But like, I don't understand. You don't like you wouldn't eat it coming out of the oven, baked fresh like that?
No, I would. I just prefer cold.
All right. Since 1924, eat it coming out of the oven, baked fresh like that?
No, I would. I just prefer cold.
All right. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has dedicated their lives to serving the highest quality tomato pies. Whether you like them hot, cold, or room temperature, you can't beat it. Corpolese family's four locations for your convenience in Norristown and Limerick, Audubon and Douglasville. Have your event catered by Corpolese Bakery and Deli. The guests will be freaking out how good the food was. Perfect for any gathering. Desserts ridiculous. You're going to love them all. All the great teams have a go-to guy. When it comes to great tomato pie, go see my friends at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. See more at CorpoleseBakery.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What on the gooch for eating half of a sponge ball and leaving bits of blue ball all over the room?
Was the sponge ball swallowed?
Half of it's gone.
Right, have fun with that later.
And half of it's around the room.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Littered with the sponge baseball. People are crazy. Like Tastegate Dom talks about being at a Rite Aid. And remember, those delivery guys that are feeding your cat, putting your stock in your cabinets, they have to work with masks. They need gloves. They need sanitizer. They need wipes, right? So he goes to the Rite Aid. He gets two jugs of wipes, right?
Mm-hmm.
His buddy puts them away for him so he can do his job. So a woman sees it. She goes to get him, tries to steal him from Tastegate Dom. And he's like, no, listen, I need these for work. They put them away for me so I can do this for work. She complains to the higher-ups at Rite Aid Corp.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man, these people, girl, these women, are you nuts?
And she probably just wanted it for her house.
Exactly.
Come on.
Crumb bum lady.
You're a real crumb bum.
That's right. Also, let me just say this, too. NBC Sports Philly puts out a tweet about flavors of water ice. Did you see this?
No, I did not.
They rank like 9-1. And they rank lemon ninth. First of all, the picture they use is not water ice, whatever the hell that is. Second of all, these ridiculous flavors aren't really water ice. Root beer,
oh,
this,
yeah,
that, you know.
I liked the root beer when I was a kid.
Come on, but that's not real water ice. Water ice is two flavors. Lemon and cherry. Everything else is a violation.
You're out on the blueberry?
Yeah, it's a violation.
Really? I go blueberry.
You could go blueberry. You like blueberry, whatever, but it's still a violation.
How is it a violation? You're going anti-blueberry?
Yeah. No, it's not real flavor.
Now I'm a big mango guy.
Chocolate water ice?
No, I'm not doing chocolate. If I'm doing chocolate, I'm doing ice cream.
Right.
But I'm a mango water ice guy.
Mango violation.
Nah, I don't think so.
Blueberry violation.
No, I don't think so.
Whatever other fake flavor violation. Pineapple is a big violation.
I do like the pineapple.
Figures.
It's a good taste.
There's two. There's lemon, which I like, and there's cherry. And that's it. Otherwise, no good. Joe in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, cuz.
What's up, Joe?
Time, long time.
Welcome, my brother. What's happening, man?
Hey, Chunas, I'm with you, man. I'm a blueberry guy, but I go with the lime, too.
Lime?
Yeah.
That's a snow violin. You're Italianos? You're 12th and Chuck, man?
Yeah, I'm an Italianos guy, yeah.
All right, cuz, that brings me back. When I was a kid, they were great.
Oh, me too, man. I'm 53 years old, and it brings me back lots of good memories.
Yeah, I'm a Pops guy myself, my brother.
Yeah, I go there in a pinch when Italianos isn't open. So listen, guys, I'm missing Flyers hockey. I'm a big football guy, but I'm missing my Flyers.
Would you miss the Flyers the most of all that's gone on this past month?
Before, don't hang up on me. I'm not an Eagles fan. I grew up in South Philly. I'm now a Las Vegas Raiders fan since I was 9 years old.
Yeah. Listen, I know a lot of people Raider fans. I went through the Raider thing myself when I was a young kid, but I got out of that quickly.
Nah, the first time I ever saw it, I fell in love with the colors and then followed them everything.
I know. So, listen, I will admit, Raiders are cool. Silver and black was always cool, Joe. I agree with that. But you missed the Flyers. Would you do the Sophie's Choice? Would you give up your Flyers and basketball and baseball to ensure football season?
No. Not this year with the way they were playing. I think they were ready to make a long run.
I know. I know, bro. I know. I know, brother. I'm sorry. We got to run, Joey. We'll talk soon. Don't forget the playback. Hey, our handoff to Mikey Miss coming up next at 2, brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, shoulder injuries, conditions. For more information, you can visit hand2shouldercenter.com. A lot of fun, everybody. As always, thanks for listening. Have a great, great day. Be careful. Watch yourself. And we'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.